Friday buying some crystal, wanted to buy something, a crystal present for someone. A gift shop that sold crystal glass. And he was picking up a few different types of crystals, different types of jugs. And he picks up a jug and he drops it and it smashes. And it smashes. It cost the place £19, £19.99 for the jug. And now there's a whole to-do. You know, is he machuv, is he by mistake, he claims that the floor's wrong and the music too loud. And the owner says, what do you mean? He smashed it. And he's saying, no, it's a bit squashy, the aisle. Anyway, the kid says, he agrees that he's machuv, obviously, to pay something. Odom mu'ad la'ilam. Yes, no, we're not considered. Odom mu'ad la'ilam. The Hasidim, they say, Odom mu'ad la'ilam. Yeah, the person's always tired. Mu'ad is tired. Odom mu'ad la'ilam is tired. But Odom mu'ad la'ilam, you're machuv to pay for the damage that you do, even if it's unintentional, but you're machuv to pay. My shayla is, and he had this shayla, does he have to dish out of his pocket £20, like it says on the price tag?
All cost, right?
Or can he say, hang on a second, you bought a hammer, how much did you buy it from Amazon? Where you bought it from? You bought it in what, £250? Okay, let's say £10. Okay, let's hope they're making double, at least double. Can he say, look, let me see your accounts, or let him, or trust him, and say, you know, he says, I paid £10 for it, I paid £8 for it, why should I pay £20? I'm not even having an offer from it, I smashed it. Zanadirachos, all these concepts, can you throw these concepts at the owner and say, I'm not paying you £20, and this is Nagea the whole time, you have a shop, a person, you know, how many times I've seen a tray of eggs landing on the floor, you know, you have the cleaner cleaning up all the mess from the eggs, right? So a person goes and buys a dozen eggs, and on the way to the till, suddenly he's just trying to get something else and smashes the eggs. So now what happens to the eggs? It goes in the bin. Who's paying the $1.99 for those eggs?
The shopkeeper.
And if he does pay, usually the shopkeeper does, but really, api halacha, he should have to pay. But can he say, listen, I'm only paying £1 because that's how much you pay for it, or does he have to pay the cost price?
Profit.
Okay, I think this shayla is quite a negative shayla. If I may say, I think it's negative, come out every single day, at least in town. Right? I'm sure there's, over the course of a day, this shayla must happen the whole time. Where people come into the shop and they damage things. And I want to quote to you a story, two lines in Gemara, and you tell me what you think from this Gemara. The Gemara says that you have these two people that they stole, Hanishikoloi, they stole a barrel of tomorrow of dates, right? They stole a barrel of them. Now, when the owner would sell this barrel on a busy day when there's a lot of demand, he would be able to get five. He'll be able to get behay. So really, if let's say tomorrow is going to be a good kashmaka day in demand, he'll be able to get five, whatever it is in Gemara, be able to get 5 units of money, £5, let's call it. B'sha'ayim, on a normal day, mizdabna ba'ara, right? Then, it's only worth 4. The Gemara says, if they return the chovitz, if they return the dates at the time that he's able to sell it on demand, then it's okay, then he's fine. Basically, the Gemara's holshak levitaria is only about the value of it now. It's clearing about, is it worth 4, is it worth 5 in the market? But the Gemara never discussed how much the owner of the dates actually paid for it. If all you know, he could have got it bechinam, he could have got it as a present. He could have paid $1 for it, he could have paid £1. It's mefurish in Gemara, on the boyskim. We don't care how much a shopkeeper paid for an item. If someone walks in the shop and damages and smashes an item, he's mechuyev to pay not only the value that the shopkeeper paid, he's mechuyev to pay the entire value of what it says on the label. Can I get you, Askoma? The chayra, yeah, I think this is ma'isim b'chodga. You get a tray of it, a person comes along in a rush, yeah, and he gets a tray of eggs and smashes it, besides for what it costs to get a person to clear it out. The mate said it costs £1.99 for the eggs. What happens usually?
Can we charge for the cleaning?
Oh, that's also an can you charge for the cleaning? But pastures, what happens to the mate said? Depends how much they spend that week. If you have a good customer, that means there's a halacha. I think that was the mate saying there's halacha and then there's business. Even if halacha tells you, you have to admit the guy spends £150 a week. Right? It's not going to start cornering him for £1.50. But pi halacha, the person who smashes the eggs or smashes the bottle of milk, right? So you can say, don't cry, spill the thing milk. Yeah, the maisa, you were going to pay the full amount.
The best pound that a shopkeeper can spend is by not charging.
Oh, that's from a business perspective. Not mentioning that stacker. Give him that extra pound.
Is there enough going on between the Zukin and Gazela?
It seems not. They are done about this. He's got a sticker on this. They bring a raya to say, he's got an interesting point. Actually, the guy's talking about Gazela, but Shainkin over here, Nazikin is the same. They say it's the same thing. And therefore, I think it's a very practical zach. You go into a presentation, you go into a local store, and by mistake, you trip over something, and it costs £150. You can't say, oh, it only costed you £90 or something, so I'm only going to give you £90. You have to cough out with the full £150. The value is the value of £150. I think it's a very common halacha. However, on the flip side, I think this some people will think that's your mechuyav too, and really you're not. If you go to a shop with a child, you go to a crystal store with a child who's under the age of 13, you got a 12-year-old, he's got ADHD, plus this, plus loads of names after his, Canada Horror, loads of letters after his name, right? More than his name himself. He walks into the shop with the mother, and he's trying this out, and the man says he smashes a massive car, it costs £450. They can walk out as if nothing happened.
That's the problem, he's got the
because mission. The Mishnah states, Cherish, Shaita, Pekotten, Pegiosan, Roa. Hachoyba Behen, Chayim. If you damage them, you're Chayim. They damage you, they're potter, scot free. Now, the Maisa, the Gemara does record a very interesting thing, a naughty thing that Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi is the one that made the Gemara. Two Amorim made the Gemara, Ravina and Rav Ashi. Yeah, they buried the place in north of Israel. And Rav Ashi made the Gemara, and when he was younger, the Gemara says he got up to mischief, he burned a shtar choyv shal chaveiro. Someone had a shtar choyv, like a check. Like a document that you're able to claim money from someone. And he burned it. And the Gemara says that Raphrom expected money from Rav Ashi and told him you have to cough up. You have to pay the money. And Frek the Taz, Zot the Taz and Shin Mem Gimel, how does that stem with the Mishnah? Of Chen Shed Gokotten is part of a Yosem Ra. You're not Mechuyev. Says the Taz and Sim Shin Mem Gimel, in the Rechaim, but Lot says you they shemayim, there's a chiyuv to cover. And Mishnah Berurah brings it down. There's a inyan lefnim mishur sadin. There's a musik. If your child goes out of the shop and does a damage of £400, you're not mechuyev. For finish, you don't want to know no dinyatari garnish, nothing doing. If the child really nothing to do with the parent. If the child wants to be lotzis de shemayim, then he, the child, can cough up at some stage in life. He cough up that money and pay the money lost his day shemayim.
Is he mechuyev when he's bar mitzvah?
Only when he's bar mitzvah, yeah.
Is he mechuyev?
No, also not mechuyev. That Mishabura said that's the Ramon. Shimon Gimel also not mechuyev. Even when he gets older and he damages from what he's done when he's younger, not mechuyev. That's the Mishnah. Chere Shed Likon, Begi Yosem Ra. Encountering them is very bad because the ever damage they do, right? Yeah, they say you're snookered because you're not going to get any money out of them. That's Azoy Shteta Mishnah. Okay, that's one nekuda, and just very interesting, what happens when an employee, you've got a bit of an employee that's had a hard day or was a bit clumsy, and the maisa, she or he was the one that smashed the tray of eggs, right? So she's doing this, and then doing something for the job, and the maisa, the employee caused some damage. Yeah. Can you say, hang on a second, let's take off her wages, £150, this drag's worth £100, I'm going to take off £100 from your wages. So the Maisa, it's a sweet strict halacha, he's mechuyev to pay. But over here, again, lefnim mishur sadin of the owner, of the employer, zot la orach hashulchan, it actually comes from a sma, he says that there's an inyan lefnim mishur sadin to let them off, as long as you haven't got clear that it was a peshe, as long as it's not clear that it was a peshe, usually it's not a peshe outright. Therefore, there's a greater inyan api lefnim mishur sadin v'alachta b'drachov to say that you should let them off this point.
Between a goyah or a yid, is that the person who can damage
I mean, if they go, if the employee is a yid, yeah. is a goy, then it seems that there's no inyan because Malach of Rochad wouldn't apply back. So that's an interesting point. That's very Gishmak Lechoy, then there won't be this inyan of it. Malach of Rochad applies by yid, that's very interesting. That's Taki Gishmak. Yeah. Okay, that was Rabbi. So I think it's a very Shechdig Shaila. People go to shops and things happen. And the Maisi, you should know, if it's you, any person after the age of 13 is Mechoyev, the full price that's written on the price tag, not what the owner got it for, it's irrelevant. And on the flip side, where it's a cotton, then your potter, meikadin, potter, everything, the cotton has an Indian, the finish has an okay. Now, so we have to move on. Rabbi, you mentioned the interesting nakuda to dwell into, and this is, I think it's kedai to be well equipped for next week. Mr. Shem, next week we start slichas, really the stadium, it starts slichas from Chodesh Elul, right? The Shulchan Aruch says we start saying slichas, beginning of Chodesh Elul. And the Ramah, yeah, there's this a mean joke. They say that the Shulchan Aruch, for the Shulchan Aruch, they have to say slichas for having showers on the 9 days, because they take hold on the 9 days. Shulchan Aruch hold on the 9 days. The Maisa, we start saying slichas from next week. And the big shaila that we all need to know in England is that it seems that there are a few minyanim that have creeped up now recently that have a minyan for slichas before chatzos. Okay, so that's the nidin about before chatzos. And I just want to just go through a few geshmak and nekudas. It's very geshmak because when you start off by the literature poskim or by the mainstream poskim, you see they get a bit upset about it. But then when you see others, we'll get a good picture of what's going on over here. The Moshel, the Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim is the one that goes really extreme. He says, before Chatzos, there's nothing doing. You can't say any slichas. And if you're in a place that they are saying slichas, be moicha b'yadam, stop the minyan, as I lashon. And if you happen to be there and you can't be moicha, don't answer. Amen, don't answer. Okay, kill Hashem, Hashem. Don't answer, garnish. Don't want to know. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's a Matofresh Samavav. He brings this down, not the Shavkite. He brings down, you don't say it before. Shabbat always kept away from all this. He always just brought down the Matei Ephraim that says, don't say it before Chatzos. That's all he says. Besides for Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur is the only time that's not a sakana to say, don't forget, Balailo is a Zman Apikabola, Balailo is a Zman Din. It's stated by Sodom. When did the Malachim start going to Sodom? It says, Shleim Pasuk, the Vahiba Erev, and they went to Sodom and they turned over to Sodom. But Erev is already, there's a Midas Adin. So the Kabbalah get very upset about Balailo to say Balailo. So Mishabur brings down the Matei Ephraim like he would do in anywhere. In the whole 90 simonim from Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkah, is come out no page, no omad in Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't quote Matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim is the man. So he, Mishnah Berurah quotes Matei Ephraim, Taka, you can't say slichas before that. So it's very, very posh. And the Maisa, Shlomo Zalman also went with this, that Taka, you can't say slichas before Chatzos. Again, those who are mikkel and open plastic bottles based on the Shlomo Zalman Oibach. We'll have to know that if it's in, that's already a nachash
mitzvah. You got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, we've managed to put it in. And then, you should, okay, Rebbe Vadia, Kadarke, because they go along with the Mekubalim, they go Adasof, that's mamish an issue, to say slichas before Chatzos, it's mamish for them. He's got a loshon, again, also the Yeshle Diyala, no, he came there, it's taka Osa. You can imagine, the Mekubalim are taking this very, va'odif, it's better not to say slichas klal, you can imagine this is how they're going to go, the Matei Ephraim. If you go along with them, that's how it would be better to not say slichas altogether, basically. Okay, now when you start going, let's see a bit more karma. You'll see that the Igros Moshe, after bringing the Matei Ephraim and after bringing the Mishnah Berurah, he says, it's hard to say that there's an Issa to say slichas before. The lashonus of the other poskim was that it's awesome. Zohar Moshe, ki bedvarim elu ein mekorim gemara. There's no mekorim gemara that you can't say slichas before chatzos. Elo, it's midivre kabbalah, shemistava she'en bazeh enyan issa. So he's already watered it down a bit and said, you can't say it's issa. You can't say it's an issa. Rather, she'en me'ilin b'koyach yud gemimidus. It's not going to have the effect of the shtat kait of yud gemimidus. That's what Moshe wants to say. And therefore, he says, in a place where it's either this or nothing, it's either having a minyan at 10:30, 11 o'clock, or nothing, then he says it's better that they say slichas tov yosel leima af mitzchila. It's kedai or hiras short kedai taka to say. What's the alternative? People are very stuck over here, and therefore he says you're not going to have the koyach of yogim amidus, but it's better than nothing. He says, go on, nice loshen. He says a person needs to do tshuva. He says it's hard not to do tshuva. Shumis Oris the tshuva. It's better to do it. But Namaisi, he says at the next page, you have to be Medea or the Farisim Barabim, that's just Ohiroas Shah. It's just for this year that you've got, because it's difficult, that year was very difficult, it was a sakana to go out. So then Ramesha gave a heta that year to give to save students before Hatzos. So Ramesha's done quite an interesting thing. He's already brought down the Issa, the Lashon of, that you saw in Mati Ephraim, Issa, Mamish Issa. He said it's not Issa, it's just haven't got the Koyach of Yigum Midas. And Lamaisa, he said, he made the Shikal Adas. Okay, it hasn't got the Koyach of Yigum Midas. But it's Kedai to say it, to be Mas'ayu L'tshuva, better than not saying it. That's what Ramesha's already touring with. Okay, so now, not so geschmack still. You got Igash Ramesha, but there's another Nekuda that they like to add, and that comes from the Sefer, very interesting Sefer, Machshavos Be'etza. Machshavos Be'etza, he likes to come up with colours, that Sefer. And there he says, Machshavos Be'etza. Machshavos Be'etza. The Sefer Machshavos Be'etza has a Mashum de Gechidish. He says you need to say slichas after chatzos. Okay, which chatzos does it have to be over here? Punkt in England? No, it's to do. Why do you have to do it for chatzos? Because you need the inyan of rachamim. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, where's Hashem hanging around? He's hanging around in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Shekhinah is, by the Kosel. So if now in Eretz Yisrael would be, now it's 5 to 10. In Eretz Yisrael would be 5 to 12. Chatzos next week Sunday is 12:34. So if someone over here in England would start sleep at 10:30, he would be 4 minutes early. That's okay, because Ashrei Elocha, Elocha Hashem Atzdoka, and Shmei Tefillah, those few things till you start the first Hashem, that's okay. Hashem Zamanei Oybach helped, that's okay. Ashrei, to start Hashem before Hatoiz, and Elocha Hashem Atzdoka is okay. So if you start from 10:30, then you have got the maila that it's chatzos of Eretz Yisrael, right? Because chatzos in Eretz Yisrael is 12:34 next Sunday, and it goes earlier. And the maisa, once you start 10:30 here, you'll get the maila. What is raya? He says because it says that the mitzriim, all the bechurim died, and Rashi says all the mitzriim, all the bechurim everywhere, and Rashi says that it happened at 1 second. So he said, how's it possible if it'd be 1 second in Mitzrayim and 1 second on the other side of the world? And Amayik, with Eis Rotten, you go with where the Eis Rotten is. So if over here the Eis Rotten of Hashem is in Yerushalayim, so it's over here, it'll go like that. But you can imagine that this is a Sefer Machshavos Be'etza. People have struggled to pronounce even the Sefer. And it's a difficult one, right? So it's a very difficult one, especially when it comes to Kazayat Matzah. No one is Machmir. When it comes to Leil Pesach, let me ask you, Shai.
The Raisa.
Yeah, it comes to, so forget, yeah? So let me ask you, if we're using this Machshavos Be'etza to say that it's to say Slichus before Chatzos, based on the fact that's Chatzos, so when it comes to your Leil Kazayas Matzah, Leil Pesach, where it's a very Chomer de Gazach, surely we should have to be Choshes for this opinion that says that already 10:30 when you're on the way back from Mariv, that's already Chatzos. Because in Yerushalayim it's Chatzos. But it's a very... you have to know how to deal with this Machshavos Be'etza, but at least it's Kedai, those which are Meikel and Taka are making the Slichas early, then at least it's Kedai to make it from 10:30. I believe it is 10:30, no?
Yeah,
they're making it from 10:30. 10:30. It's Kedai. You would get this Maila of the Machshavos Be'etza who held that you work with the Chatzos of Yerushalayim. I think it's a very interesting nekuda that he's got over here. So really, this shayla, you start off being quite humble because the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah bringing a Mati Ephraim, very, 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 very extreme. Then you got Ramesha that does quite a lot about it. He says it's not Issa. He changes it from an Issa to you've lost the Yud Gimel Midas. It's not the Koyach, but Ramesha recognizes that if you're put in a corner and you're not going to have any Eiris the Tshuva, then at least do it before. That's what he recognizes. Now he does end off saying that make it only your last shot, it may be exceptional. So over here we're doing it every year, it's not so geschmack. On that you have to start bringing others. You can see where we're heading. A person has to be his own judge over here. Let me say, if a person can do after chatzos, or after davening shachris, even b'mincha, they're happy with doing it if you have a mini b'mincha really, then fine. If you have to be your own judge, but if you can see it's not going to happen, Slichos, day after the next, it's not going to happen. There is a musug of saying it before Chatzos. It's kedai to do it after 10:30, you get the man of Hashem later. Shkoyach.